Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Sabres deep in their own end with 90 seconds left on the clock. Up 2-1. Nice touch pass. Malmsteen, he's got some company coming. Oh, what a move! Malmsteen scores! Are you kidding me? Malmsteen, fine is wide right there, and the Sabres are up 3-1.
Oh, he's got to get a video of that one. That's awesome.
Well, the good news for Razor is all games are recorded these days. So, and that's also good news for Malmsteen. What an offensive weekend, capped by, or at least contributed in part by, Beck's heroics against the Canes.
Yeah, and not only is it being recorded, it's on TV, it's on social media, it's on YouTube, it's on everywhere.
Pretty good weekend for social for the team.
A very good weekend for social, not just on the ice, off the ice, all the action going on. The fan support was amazing. Coming off a Wednesday game against Calgary that did not go so well. Well, there was a good response there. But that goal from Beck Malmsteen.
What did you love about it? Take us inside of it.
So, number one, people don't understand that everybody in the NHL has an incredible amount of skills. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you play 5 minutes a night, if you play 25 minutes a night. You are the one top 1% of the 1% of the 1% in skills level. You were playing juniors, you were playing college, you were playing youth hockey, you were the best on your team. If not, close to the best. Because maybe you played with Tage Thompson on your team and he was better than you, but that's okay. not the point. Number two, it's also, like, I love a player that is smart. And Beck Malmsteen, we've talked to him, I like his demeanor, I like how he approaches the game. And maybe at the NHL level, he's got to hit and bang and crash. But when he picked up the puck and he got through and he looked over to see who's coming, mm-hmm. I know players like Beck would look over and say, number 20, Sebastian Aho, forward, right? Like Pominville go around Daniel Alfredsson. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the bench were yelling, he's a forward, he's a forward. And Palmer knew that. We didn't have to yell to him. He knew that, and he took advantage of it. Mm-hmm. I know Beck took advantage of the fact that it was Sebastian Aho and was able to say, oh, you know what? If there's a time for me to try that move, mm-hmm. it's now. And he did, and then he finished. Most guys used to laugh with some of the, you know, maybe lower in the lineup guys when they would make a good move, a good play. Nothing else would come out after that. And they'd come back to the bench and we'd be like, oh, man, you missed such a good chance.
Yeah.
Hey, I made the first play. I wasn't going to make the second and the third. Like, the odds were not in my favor. Well, he finished the play.
Sebastian Aho, no stranger to being on the highlight reel
yes.
in Buffalo games. So really nice to see him on the wrong side of it. And I don't know. I didn't quite understand the Pominville reference. It was way more of a Mayday reference, which other people
you're right.
were referring to. It just happened at the other side. And so that dove me into, okay, we knew Brad as a top pick, a first rounder, and a pretty good contributor offensively over the course of his more
yes.
than 1,000 games career. Well, Brad scored at 0.12 goals per game in the course of his. Beck scores at 0.07. So he's basically half of what Mayday contributes.
Yeah.
But your point is well made. any moment, anytime, anything is possible.
We've seen Mattias Samuelsson this year scoring. He's got talent.
Yeah. So you have 13 goals scored over the two games, and you have what you were referencing, joy among fans for things, tangible things in their hands, not just wins. Like the beer saber and the butter dish.
Yes. This or that, right?
Like, this or that.
Which one was the biggest hit? And I'll say this. There was more butter dish, right? Because there's more people that walked away with butter dishes at the game on Sunday.
Correct.
So
it was a full-on promotion.
It was a full-on promotion. Everybody, and there was excitement about leaving the building and cashing in your voucher to get the butter dish.
Correct.
Like, people were excited about, well, number one, you had just won a game against Carolina, so everybody was excited about that. But number two, you were getting the butter dish. I still think the beer saber, in my opinion, set the tone to the weekend.
It's going to be used a lot more in the households that it resides in. I can assure you of that.
Not only that, Duffer, I went for a beer after across the street at the draft room, and fans were carrying their beer saber around, ordering a beer at the bar, pouring it into the beer saber so they could walk around with a full beer saber again. And let me tell you, this is not just one small little beer in there. It's a big one.
It's 24,
it's 24 ounces. Yeah. So, the beer saber set the tone, and the butter dish closed it for a fantastic weekend. I was very excited about the beer saber.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Me too.
I don't have either one of them in my possession right now. I need to do some homework.
It was well done on the promotional front on both aspects. Yes. Love the beer saber. It wins for me every single time. Now, winning is the key to having this joy on the heels of coming into and leaving the arena on four consecutive games last week. They go 3-4, 3 of 4 on the homestand.
Yes.
They've won 4 of 5 overall, but most specifically, 2 wins this weekend, 9-3 against Chicago, 4-1 against Carolina. Small samples. Try to keep it small. It was so interesting when Peyton Krebs was on last week and the self and team evaluation. And he said, sometimes when you look at one game, you can feel like everything is crashing down. And it just like, we know that, but sometimes when you hear it from a player in the moment after a bad game and the outside noise, it really does become kind of overwhelming in the moment. But same rules apply when you have success. Take it for what it is. Enjoy it. So who's the MVP this weekend? They have a couple of nice wins on home ice over those two games with a lot of contributors. Marty, they had 14 guys contribute offensively in the Friday win, including 9 multi-point performers.
Yeah, so this is our poll right now at Sabres Live on X. Basically, which player was the Sabres MVP for the weekend? And if other, tell us who in the replies, right? If you think that those four are not good enough for you, tell us who. So it's Luukkonen, McLeod, Tuck, and Zucker. Right now, Jason Zucker is 44, almost 50% of the results. And, I mean, that... Look, he came back on Friday, and he was there Sunday. Benson came back on Sunday, so, you know, he wasn't part of the 9-3 win in Chicago.
And Norris' story is coming up, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, Josh Norris getting healthier right now, which is good. I voted Alex Tuck, and Alex Tuck on Friday had 4 assists, and I felt like he backed it up with that first goal on the power play. Now, I probably could have scored that goal. You would have scored that goal.
Like, don't ever say that, dude. I choked.
I've seen you put the puck in the back of the net. You would have. But a nice play by McLeod. Nice power play behind the net to McLeod over to Tuck. He has a wide open net. But I love that you have to get open. You have to put yourself in that position to be, hey, I'm wide open. It's an easy goal. And Tuck followed up his 4 assists on Friday with a really big power play goal on the first power play of the game after Nikishin put the puck over glass and it was delayed a game.
Like, isn't that a nice touch having Carolina do that against Buffalo?
Yeah, well, it's not the same as Game 7 in the
conference
finals.
No, it's not,
but
small victories.
Small wins. We never will forget that. But yes, so I voted Alex Tuck. I totally understand the McZucker, argument there. I even understand the Luukkonen argument. Although, you know, Luukkonen in a 9-3 win, it's like, oh, well, you needed to give up 10 to lose that game, so that wasn't going to happen. And
okay, do you know the record for saves in a game in Buffalo history?
It has to
64. Joe Daly, he allowed 8 that same game.
64, they had 72 shots against?
It was the start of the Sabres' history.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, to your point, he was unlikely to give up 10.
He was unlikely to give up 10.
Sometimes you get stuck in there for a while. So.
That happens. I mean, UC Saros gave up 5 in 22 minutes
that's
yesterday.
That's later.
So,
disturbed.
So he was on pace to give up 10, but I mean, that's what it is. And on Sunday, Carolina ended up with 81 shot attempts, 30 shots on goal. Mm-hmm. Score effect at some point, right? It's 3-1. They're pushing and they're shooting a lot of pucks. They're known to shoot a lot of pucks. I went back, look at the numbers, and Lindy Ruff after the game says, we didn't give up a lot of great A's. So I think Luukkonen did really well for a couple of wins, made a big save early in the game against Chicago on a partial breakaway right away in the first minute, which was good. So I understand that argument too. Mm-hmm. So, but for me, it was Alex Tuck. And right now, he's trailing everybody. He's like 17%. So that's who I would have voted for.
But Tage isn't even an option. And Tage right now, as you continue to vote at Sabres Live, Tage is on a 6-game goal scoring streak. And you know what?
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I love about this, exactly what I just mentioned a minute ago, team history. Like, I live for being able to tie the eras together. And when you look at someone on a 6-game goal scoring streak, which is pretty rare throughout any season, you get a couple of outliers a year. Mm-hmm. Ahead of him, right now, in longest goal streaks in franchise history, the entire French Connection had had 7-game goal scoring streaks, and McGillney, Chatan, and Foligno had Mike, who was on the broadcast the other day. They all had 8 gamers. Like, I love, and this happened with Jack 1 year when he was chasing down a Perreault record, right? Yeah. And I was like, I love weaving it all together, and the fact of the matter is Tage is super hot and consistent right now.
And 6 is the longest streak since Jason Pominville, who had a
20
6
years
streak
ago, pretty much,
20 years ago, basically. So, and for me, I love that you can bring it all back to the organization and different generation, and I would not have guessed Mike Foligno had an 8-game goal streak. Like, Chatan, I could see. McGillney, obviously, I could see.
McGillney had 16 goals in those eight games.
Yes, I know. That's crazy. Like, Tage has 6-6. And we are, like, so excited about that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing for me is this 6-goal game streak, 6-game goal streak, I should say. It's like turkey for tickets or tickets for turkey. When you put the game in the goal or the goal in the game. The 6-game goal streak comes from Tage going to the middle of the ice in Colorado. Yep. And it wasn't a good game in Colorado. Like, the Sabres, it started rough, and it's just like, okay, Alex Lyon got pulled 6 minutes in, down to nothing. But Tage was in the middle of the ice. And after the game, they asked Tage about being in the middle of the ice, and he said, because he had scored, he said, I feel like I move my feet more, I have more ice. And I love that he backed it up. That's the thing. Like, you can say those things after a game. You lost a game, you scored. I played with so many players that were celebrating the fact that they scored in a loss and were pouty face when they didn't score in a win.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit like, oh, Tage is making these comments of, like, he loves being in the middle. He moves his feet better. I'm thinking, you know what? Move your feet wherever you are. If you play defense, move. But now he scored in 6 straight games in the middle of the ice, and it is a big story because you're getting healthier, and you're getting bodies back, and he's in the middle still because he's producing.
Samuelson didn't score. He's not in a slump. We're not calling him a slump. He didn't shoot the puck at all on Sunday's win over Carolina.
They took him away. The Carolina pre-scouted him.
They took him out. But the comments continue from the coaching staff about his impact. Real quick on Samuelson and what he actually is meaning beyond having the nice offensive numbers.
Well, watch the game. And you know that Samuelson has never been the best skater, the quickest. But the coach has always talked about how he's still good with his stick and he closes plays and he kills plays. But he's skating so much better this year, which opens up more ice. He recovers better. Like if he comes in to pinch, he's back. There's times where when he was injured and not 100% healthy, he would take the white turn. It was almost like an 18-wheeler trying to make a turn, like, you know, on Transit Road. And you're like, the whole, you know, everybody's circulation, like the cars all has to stop. No, he's tight turning and he's speeding up. He's skating so much better and makes a difference. So his impact, well, yes, he has scored 5 goals this year, but his impact has been much better than just the numbers.
Josh Norris practiced this morning, and he found himself on a line, and that's noteworthy because he could potentially return tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow. What day is it? Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Yeah. No?
This week. No, today's Tuesday, and Wednesday's the game.
Won't be back for not quite ready. Keep progressing. So
well, he did look good, and he was on the line, which means that he's a lot closer. And basically,
and they do have 2 this weekend, so not ruled out for Friday, Saturday.
It's 3 and 4, right?
So it's 4 and 6 because you have Winnipeg Monday. It gets real busy real quick here.
It is a weird schedule for the NHL this week because of Thursday, Thanksgiving, no games. Usually it's a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday league. Mm-hmm. This week it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of games. We had more games on last night than usual. But so for Josh Norris, he was on the line with Zach Benson and Noah Oslin. Mm-hmm. Norris and Oslin kind of rotated in the middle of the ice throughout the drills that they did as lines, which is a really, really good sign when it comes to putting him through some game situations. Mm-hmm. Some, hey, let's go in the middle. Let's work on regroup. Let's work on, you know, 3-on-2s entering the zone. Not ready just yet, but this could be good. Like we talked about through the injuries to now Kesselring, and Dahlin being on the personal leave of absence for 3 games, which the Sabres went 0-2-1, by the way, in those 3. You had Benson, you had Zucker, you had Norris, and they're playing .500 hockey right now. And you are getting to Thanksgiving, which is usually a barometer. Can you be within 3-4 points of a playoff spot and then take a step forward? It's, and I don't want to put the cart in front of the horses here, but it's lining up to be, hey, okay, we may have gone through the hardest part of the season yet, and now we can push forward.
Mm-hmm. And obviously there'll be ongoing debate when it's super imminent for Norris to return, which could be as early as Friday's show, that we talk a little more about it in the hypotheticals with the roster. Roseanne obviously went down. Oslin has stayed in. It's impressive for Noah that he has. And my favorite thing about the weekend, one of them, it was capped by an empty net goal, which leads me into performers from last night that I was dazzled by because I can never get enough of this topic. Logan Cooley, Brandon Hagel. Logan Cooley had a 4-goal game. Why would we talk about him? Because 2 of them were empty netters, so we're not going to be talking about a 4-goal game unless he has the opportunity to help close out a game for Utah and win. It's amazing how these things sometimes get glossed over.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is the importance of finishing the game. Like, close it out. Marty, we continue to see teams pulling their goalies with 3, 4, almost 5 minutes left in games. How do you avoid end-of-game pressure? Score a darn empty net goal. Mm-hmm. And Thompson did on Sunday to allow Buffalo to win 4-1. Cooley did it twice last night as they beat Vegas and, you know, maybe have turned the corner again a little bit for Utah. And the reason I often say or ask my own question to myself, why is Brandon Hagel one of my favorite players in the NHL? Did you know that Hagel has more empty net goals and more empty net points than any player in the NHL over the last four seasons, and it's not close. And if you're playing for a team that wins as much as Tampa, and you're a guy that is told, get out there, lock this down, end this game, I am going to be so respectful of that player. And Brandon Hagel has, over the last month, scored 11 times. He's tied with MacKinnon and Geeky and Connor Bedard for most goals in that stretch.
Yeah, well, Hagel had a slower start, and the Tampa Bay Lightning had a slower start. I was dazzled by Vasilevsky last night.
And now they're in first place.
They're in first place. And Vasilevsky had a slow start after being injured and dealing with a little nagging injury in camp and not having the best of start to the season. And now, you know, he seems to be rolling. So there's another team that dealt with some injuries.
Yep.
And now they seem to be rolling. So it's working for, I thought when you first texted Cooley, my mind went to Devin Cooley, but it
also could have been a great story.
He's helping Calgary now.
Amazing.
And Dustin Wolf.
They've won three in a row.
Exactly.
Yep.
So they beat Vancouver, who had lost. Vancouver is disturbing, by the way.
100%.
So I'm going with the disturbing factor.
I appreciate you went Vasilevsky, you went Devin Cooley, and I'm going to Ryan Miller. So let's keep it on the goaltending train. Miller's catwalk for charity. You knew it's been coming, and we are getting a lot closer. So, like, consider this over the holiday season. Like, buy some tickets. The event, of course, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. Join us at Bayville on Friday, January 16th, and see a fun, fashion-forward event featuring a great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 0506 teammates, who, of course, are going to be celebrated here that week. We'll have a live set from Strictly Hip, open bar, and more. Sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. Got a special guest in Carter Hutton a little later in the show to keep with the goalie theme, and lots more to digest from this winning Sabres weekend next on Sabres Live.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.